When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can. That way you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. Each week between now and Election Day, we will try and bring you a candidate or two. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know and we will invite them on. We've got a number of candidates lined up over the next couple of weeks. We're going to try and bring you a number of them. All that being said, joining us now is Casey Slaughter. He is a lifelong Kansan, a police captain with WPD, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep, Wichita Police Department, a small business owner, a conservative leader with nearly 20 years of law enforcement experience. Casey, thank you for joining us. And, of course, thank you for your service. I've known you. I think you helped secure the Fraternal Order Police endorsement for me when I was in the legislature, so thank you for that.
And known you for many years. Us.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
I won't hold that against you, so hopefully they won't either. But again, thank you for your service, and also congratulations. I saw you get an endorsement from Congressman Derek Schmidt that you rolled out. So
I did. Yes, that's I'm very, very proud of that endorsement.
So
he's a good friend.
First thing I have to ask, and I ask a number of these, first questions. Now, are you still with WPD?
Yes.
You've been shot at. You've probably been stabbed at. You've probably been spit at by a bunch of the pink hair crowd. So actually, never mind. You're probably prepared to be in the legislature then. If you've been shot at, stabbed at, and spit upon, then you can go to Topeka. But no, seriously, why? Why would you subject yourself to this nonsense?
This should be easy by comparison.
Yeah, right. Should be. Yeah. Yes, but no. You've never been through a political gauntlet. Trust me, it's probably similar. Actually,
going through one now. Thanks for the lead in, by the way. I think you stole my thunder, but 20 years in public safety service. I come from a public safety family. My dad was a firefighter for 28 years and a chief for 2 years, so 30 years in firefighting. And my brother was an EMS worker. By the way, I want to say Happy Father's Day to my dad, Randy. So. I'm a local business owner, as you mentioned, a staffing agency, healthcare staffing agency in Wichita. We serve all of Kansas. I was a state FOP president.
By the way, Phil, remind me to give him a business card so he can buy some ads on KNSS.
I'll be glad to do that.
There we go.
I was a state FOP president for 3 years, and that goes back about 4 years ago. And that's kind of when I got much more legislatively involved. I always had an interest in it. But once I started actually helping to present bills and helping to draft bills and changing legislation, working with lobbyists, constituents, stakeholders, working on various different law enforcement bills, I started to get really kind of into the process and meeting legislators and actually made some really great friendships in the legislature. And so that's kind of what led me to this decision. And I wanted to, I have the desire to address state challenges at this point. I want to represent constituents' interests, obviously. And, if I had a platform to give you, it's going to be obviously lowering property taxes. That's the big, you know, zinger that's out there. I definitely want to do that. It's burning us all. Protecting life, improving public safety, support for economic opportunity and growth, and ensuring government remains accountable to the people.
Well, and I know, you know, you've talked to Joe. I know you knew Joe Seiwert for years. I actually talked to Joe a couple weeks ago. He said he supports you. He said that, you know, he's known you for a long time.
And he did tell me that.
Yeah, that he's a supporter of yours. And but I know you also told me that you'd never run against Joe because you guys have been a long time friends.
So. I did. Certainly out of respect for a gentleman who's been in the legislature and served for so long, I would never jump in, you know, in the race against an incumbent unless he was ready to leave the office. And then, you know, obviously a gentleman's agreement, I would do that. Which is kind of what happened on that Friday before the filing deadline when I learned about this.
Let me get to some of the issues. The House and Senate Republicans have been pushing aggressively for spending cuts. They're facing a $200 million budget shortfall. Let's say you're up there. You're facing this. I've had to face this. How do you fill that budget shortfall? Do you lean on taxes? Do you lean on spending cuts? What's your solution for that?
Well, we've got to reduce spending growth, obviously, and spending in general. We've got to prioritize core services. I'd be a fan of conducting performance audits and look at some inefficiencies that we could potentially eliminate. We've got to be very cautious about using our reserve funds. We want to increase revenue through economic growth. And ultimately, I want to attract new businesses to Kansas to make Kansas a better place to live and work.
So attracting new business. Let me follow up on that. What did you think about, you know, because one of the arguments that justified, like the Chiefs deal, Panasonic, those are pretty big investments, but there are a lot of folks that think that, you know, incentive. What are your thoughts on incentives and those types of deals?
Yeah, I think you gotta look at those carefully because those can kind of go both ways. So I think it's something that we need to have conversations with all the stakeholders involved, listen to everybody, and then make, you know, the best informed decision that we can, especially with my fellow legislators as well. I've got to listen to them in addition to the folks in my district and decide what's best for my district and Kansas.
While both parties and both chambers of the legislature agree that property taxes must come down, the House and Senate have been divided on the mechanics of how to accomplish that. What would be your solution? Do you like the idea of a cap? I mean, what's your thoughts on property taxes?
We're all feeling the burn on property taxes, John. I definitely have felt it as well. The property taxes are a significant concern for homeowners, businesses, agricultural producers. We've got to increase transparency and accountability, obviously. We've got to consider limitations on valuations and spending growth specifically. We've got to modernize the property tax system in general.
We're talking with Casey Slaughter. He's running for House District 101. Medicaid expansion has been something that Laura Kelly has, you know, pushed for. Fortunately, we've been able to push back on her. But, yes. You know, assuming we get a Democrat governor, they'll push for it. If Vicki Schmidt is elected governor, she will push for it. What are your thoughts on Medicaid expansion?
Well, first off, I am not a fan whatsoever of Medicaid expansion. And if I were, let me tell you, I'd hear about it all day from my good friend Dan Hawkins. Yeah. We all know where he's at this.
Yeah, he would.
So I am definitely not a fan of Medicaid expansion. It harms the truly needy, John. The state spending would explode and we would have massive deficits, I believe. The expansion would cause ER, emergency room usage, to surge. We'd have hospital capacity that would deteriorate. And then the state would be more reliant on federal decision-making about funding. We don't want that. We want to maintain as much control in Kansas as we can.
We have an entire branch of the government controlled by attorneys. There's a judicial selection amendment on the ballot in August. Do you support the amendment?
Yeah, so on the judicial selection, you know, that's going to come up on August 26th. It's to replace the current merit selection system with direct elections for the Kansas Supreme Court. So I support direct elections. It's working in Sedgwick County. It's not the way it's done all through the state.
Right.
But Sedgwick County has direct elections for our district court judges. It's working here. Why would we change that? Why would we do anything different? Justices would be much more accountable to or much more reflective of what the Kansas values are in their particular areas. That's important to me. More direct public involvement in the judicial selection process, and then just elimination of the overall closed door nomination process, because we don't really know what goes on.
No, it is. There's no transparency. I think that's the biggest argument. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue our candidate profile with Casey Slaughter, who's a House District candidate for House District 101. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They've got another of their day of actions coming up. It's actually coming up this Saturday. It's a great way to get involved, to help folks unleash their energy, to give them a focus, to give them a way to get involved and make their voices heard. If you want more information, you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up and get active, get engaged. And of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We'll continue now our candidate profile with Casey Slaughter. He's running for House District 101. Casey, let's cover a few basic party platform issues. Okay, we'll go over the Second Amendment. I'm fairly certain that you know how to handle a firearm. So,
John,
20 years as a cop, I can imagine you can. You're proficient with a firearm.
This should go without saying. Yeah. I'm a cop. Obviously, I'm pro gun. I truly believe the Second Amendment is really the shield, the one that protects all the other amendments, right? So
yep.
if we didn't have that, look out, right? So I think it's a huge deterrent. You know, people will talk about, you know, if the government were to have some kind of takeover, but they don't talk about foreign invaders as much, right? So an occupying military force that came on our shores, good luck to you, because we got 350 million guns in circulation. That's one for every man, woman, and child. So, I mean, best of luck.
Yeah, or in the case of Blake Carpenter, more like 20 or 30, or Jim Howell, or some of these. I mean, I know. Trust me, I know. If I need a gun, I'm going over to Jim Howell's house, or Phil Journey's house. Because we don't have any at the Whitmer household. So.
Some people have enough guns to facilitate a gun case or gun rack.
Yeah. Well, we have one or two, but you know,
we won't tell.
They don't need to discuss that too much. how about the right to life? Where are you on life?
Pro-life, period, all the way. Not only am I pro-life, though, John, I'm pro-mother, too. So, and what I mean by that, I want to make sure that we invest in pregnancy centers. and resource centers to give women more options and resources and information. So hopefully they make the right decision and they choose life.
Multiple Kansas school districts have threatened to sue the state. A couple of Johnson County school districts are actually suing the state, saying that we're not adequately funding K through 12 education. What are your thoughts? Are we adequately funding? What are your thoughts on school choice?
Yeah, so students in low income and underperforming districts often face limited options, right? So I'm a fan of vouchers, the ESAs, the education savings accounts. Tax credit scholarships provide access to higher quality schools. Increased parental involvement. I think the parents have, you know, really the ultimate decision for what their child is doing and their future. And there's evidence, John, from states like Florida and Arizona that shows the expanded school choice can lead to higher test scores, greater parental satisfaction, and improved student safety. But ultimately, it comes down to this. I want to focus the funding in the classrooms and in the teachers, not the bloated administration.
Based on the fact that you got a 20-year career in law enforcement, I'm pretty sure I know where you're going to fall on this one. But how about medical or recreational marijuana? Where are you on that one?
Do we have enough time to talk about this all night long? I can give you an earful.
How did I know where you would be on this one?
Well, you know, as a cop, I mean, obviously, I'm clearly against it. You're not going to convince me that it's not a gateway drug. I've seen it time and time and time again in the course of my 20 years in law enforcement. It leads to other things like meth and fentanyl and cocaine, all that stuff, right? Not with everybody, but with a lot of people. It causes a lot of damage. There's marijuana-related the deaths in marijuana related to Colorado when they first legalized this rose 62%. That is staggering to me. That's not something we want in Kansas. Marijuana use harms more than just the person using it. We don't talk about that a lot either. The related social costs of marijuana usage, which includes paying for medical care, paying for emergency room visits, addiction treatment for the uninsured, that's probably a taxpayer issue. And then more victims of DUIs. Obviously, there's going to be a DUI increase and workplace accidents. And, John, on that note, we're the air capital, right? How many potheads do you want working on your airplanes?
That's a good point.
I don't want any.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about you know, traditional values? We've lately, you know, Kansas, if for example, if we don't get the judicial selection process fixed, I think it's only a matter of time before we start seeing this court overturn things like our protection for women and girls sports, the changes to, you know, these minors having transgender surgeries.
Right.
What are your thoughts on, you know, I don't call it, the minor care, trans right. care. I call it gender mutilation.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that, you know, traditional family values like boys and girls sports, yep, and the tranny stuff?
Very simple, and I can be very clear about this. You know, transgender or mutilation, as you're calling it, I'm not whatsoever for that, especially with a minor. You know, you get an adult, you can do whatever you want to do. Be a squirrel if you want to.
That's my attitude. You want to call yourself a kumquat, you can.
Right, but, you know. Right. But, you know, there's two points I want to make on this, John. You know, we got to preserve the competitive fairness in sports. If a child is out there, let's say it's a female child and she's playing basketball, do I really want a biological man out there playing with her? The answer is no. And I think you're going to have a riot.
Right?
I do. Yeah. I do. And she's very into sports. And the first time a biological man elbows her in the face and breaks her nose, there's going to be problems, right? Yeah. So
you her dad's a cop.
you got to have equity and you got to have fairness. And we got to keep that intact. And then secondly, and probably most importantly, it's perverse and it's wrong, period. You don't have a biological man walking into a women's locker room while they're changing. You don't walk into a female bathroom while they're doing whatever they're needing to be doing, thinking that they have privacy. That is just wrong. And we got to make sure we protect that.
I always ask this question of all candidates because I believe it's essential that we elect solid Republicans. Will you support the Republican nominee if it's not you? Obviously, you know, you hope it's going to be you, but if it's not you, will you support your opponent when you get to the general?
100%, John. I've spoken to my opponent a couple of different times. He's a wonderful man, and if he is the nominee, I'll put his sign in my yard.
Did you support President Trump and Derek Schmidt? Well, I'm assuming you supported Derek Schmidt for governor. He endorsed you.
Yeah, you know, I supported Derek Schmidt. He's a good friend of mine. He's a wonderful leader and American, and absolutely, I supported Donald Trump.
Casey, I appreciate you joining us this evening. If folks are interested, if they want more information for your campaign, if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit. It's Casey Slaughter for Kansas on Facebook, correct? Yep.
That's the Facebook page. We'll have the webpage up pretty soon. And then we'll be getting the flyers and the mailers out. We're raising lots and lots of money. I'm feeling really good. We're talking to a lot of constituents and folks and stakeholders. So everybody's pretty excited about the campaign.
That's District 101. And Casey, we appreciate you joining us, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.